put a name to it because I always check with anyone before I read something that I think it could be of a personal nature, but this is about healing. Receive. You know, there's some perceptive people in this church. You know, there's some quiet people. You wonder what's going on inside, and all of a sudden, I mean, I've had more people come up to me lately and said, you know, Pastor, I've never really said too much to you, but here's what the Lord's saying, and be encouraged. I mean, just quiet people have just spoken words of courage and encouragement. It's amazing how perceptive. I mean, I don't sell anyone short, but I mean, it's amazing. You don't know everything that's going on inside someone. And we've had people that have been here for some period of time who just expressed their appreciation. Brother, last Sunday morning, of all that God's brought them through and their families and all of that. But here's a note that came that I just feel like I should share it. During January, my fasting blood sugar was 198, which is concerning. But Sunday before last, I got prayer in the morning service, and the following week, it was 50 points lower. I got a touch from God for sure. Also, last Sunday morning, I heard this word as I sat in the midst of the congregation. This is a people who are walking in light. Walking in ever-increasing light because the heart of this people is right toward me. They've sought a better way to win souls and have found it. My favor is upon them because they are winning souls. They aren't just talking about it. They aren't just teaching it. They aren't just preaching it. They're doing it. And on the day in which they stand before me, I will praise them, saith the Lord. Pastor, well, you are preaching better than ever these days. Didn't mean to read that part of it. But anyway, I've learned something recently since Calvary is going out to bring in the harvest. There is no greater manifestation of the anointing in church services than in a church that is winning souls. And we as the members of Calvary get to come to the table and dine. Praise God. Wow. Father, we thank you for your presence here today. We thank you for your manifested presence. In the name of Jesus, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. I'd like to just see how far it goes, but I'd like for us to consider this morning how to let God fight your battles for you. Are your knuckles a little tender, a little bleeding? Are you tired from overwork and maybe a little light on the trust side? 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other beside the Amorites, came against Israel to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side. And it went into the different groups there. In verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. I started to read this chapter in its entirety, and maybe we'll read verses from this chapter. But this is one of those classic chapters of the Word of God that shows how that God can handle impossible times. Keys to the impossible. And I don't know that I've ever said it like this, but you know, the Bible is a book of the impossible made possible by God. You start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Has anyone tried to create a world recently? Darkness and void and nothing, nothing. But God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and everything God said happened. Everything God said happened. You go through the Bible, everything. So much of the Bible is about what was impossible, because true believers live on the edge. For 50 years, we've lived on the edge. Amen. For 50 years, this church has lived on the edge, and we've seen God do the impossible time and time again. All of our lives, we face the impossible. In fact, there are impossible situations in all of our lives, things that are impossible except by the power of God. And if everything becomes so easy that we can do it all, then you've missed the whole point. It's us. It's our works. It's not grace. It's not the mercy of God. It's just works. And works do follow faith. But let me try to give a little balance here to the thinking. They came to Jehoshaphat and they said, "We've had it. The armies are gathering." They were greatly outnumbered. "And there cometh a great multitude against thee." That's what he heard. But you know, what you hear is not the last report. What you see is not the last report. What you feel is not the last report. So what do you do when you face the impossible? I mean, you're in a building that's impossible. You're on 17 and a half acres that is impossible. The beginning of this church with nothing, with nothing, with nothing, with nothing. No people, no money, no backing, none, nothing. But God. And that's why I go to that so often, because I keep reminding myself, Israel forgot who got them out of Egypt. Israel forgot who parted the sea. Israel forgot how God took care of Pharaoh. Israel forgot how that God fed them in the wilderness. Israel forgot how their clothing did not wear out. Israel forgot about the water that came out of the rock. They forgot about the flesh that God provided. And they kept saying, "Is that all there is? Listen, I'm going to tell you, I know we need miracles every day and every hour, but if God never did one more thing for us, we are blessed this morning. Dear God, we're blessed. We are blessed. So they're facing a situation. The enemy's coming, and the enemy's coming quickly. The Bible said Jehoshaphat feared. Now there's a fear that turns you away from God, and there's a fear that turns you to God. I said there's a fear that turns you to God, and there's a fear that turns you away from God. And the moment when fear comes, then that decision must be made. Amen. He set himself. That means that he didn't plan on anything else. I mean, if there are desperate needs in your life, get desperate in your personal life to release your faith. Amen. The word works. We know that. The promises of God are real. God's a miracle-working God. But you know, this is not a ho-hum situation. I mean, every day is a faith day for a child of God. Every day is a faith day. So he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout of all Israel. And Judah gathered themselves together in verse 4 to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. There's only one thing they had in mind, and that is to seek God. And so the first step to the impossible of letting God, how to let God literally fight your battles, is to turn to prayer, the prayer of faith. Not the prayer of fatalism, the prayer of faith. Now this church has stood for balance for 50 years. There's a prayer you say, as well as a prayer you pray. Amen. Some people say, I don't pray anymore. Well, we'll meet you behind a tow truck somewhere. I'm not talking about your car. I'm talking about... There's a difference. And yet, you can pray, 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 and if you don't say what the Word of God says, that's not going to work either. Amen. That's very simple. You have to be careful to not let that slip by. There is a prayer you say. There is a prayer that you pray. Mark 11 is very plain on that. And we don't have time to get into that in its fullness. But you know, as I look at impossible situations, I mean, this is one of those Bible situations. I don't know if it's the most impossible, probably not as much as crossing the sea and all that. But this is one of the biggie impossible situations of the Word of God. And the thing that I do like about the Old Testament, it paints pictures. The New Testament, Dr. James just said, do it or else. The Bible's full of things that we need to do because we believe. But one thing is very plain. Don't let fear drive you away from God. Don't let fear ruin your day, ruin whatever. Let fear drive you to God. Lord, I need your help. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. We used to sing that chorus quite often years ago in churches. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Prayer. Prayer. You say, well, how long is that prayer? Well, it's not how long your prayer is. It's not how loud your prayer is. It's not how quiet your prayer is. Is it a prayer of faith? That's the test right there. So, a first insight to letting God fight your battles is prayer. Secondly, as we look into the Word of God, to get a sure word from God. Now, if you're one of these, I can do it all by myself. You know, little children go through, I can do it all by myself. You know, well, you know, we grow up into adults and we still have the same mindset sometimes. But a sure word from God, as they called upon the name of the Lord, God gave them a word. I said, God gave them a word. And they reminded God of all that God had done for them. How that God said, I'll take care of you. When you get in trouble, if you'll just call upon me. When you have needs in your life, or if evil cometh upon us. In verse 9 of 2 Chronicles 20. As the sword, judgment, pestilence, famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. For thy name is in this house, and cry unto you in our affliction. Then thou wilt hear. I mean, God said, here's what you do. And of course, that was over in 2 Chronicles 7. God spoke that word that when certain things happen, if you'll just call upon me. Child of God, the first move you need to make is to call upon the Lord. First move you need to make is not a phone call to somebody. It's not, first move you need to make, don't call your friend who may not be in faith at all. Don't call the wrong number. Call the right number. Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. Call the right number. Don't call the number of failure. Don't call the number of failure. Call the number of success. Call the number of divine help. Call the number that is above all other numbers. Oh my. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So, they prayed, and they reminded God. They reminded God of what God had said in His Word, of all of His covenant promises, and how that their situation was right in line with what God said to do. And the Bible said in the 13th verse, well, I love verse 12, and our God wilt thou not judge him. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Analyze that really quickly. We have no power, no might against this. You know, basically, that's basic life. We don't know what to do. Now, God gives us wisdom. Sure, we have God's wisdom. But I'm talking about, you know, I don't know about you, but we face some biggies around here. I mean, this is a mountain church. Amen. We face real mountains. We move real mountains. We make real demons homeless. Amen. We feed the hungry. We go after the lost. We pray. Get phone calls from overseas. We don't, but there are times that we don't know what to do. But our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you. Oh, hallelujah. Our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. You know, this is a family situation. That's why you need to be married to a good believer. You say, my husband's not perfect. Well, honey, look in the mirror. You're not either. And that goes both ways. But if you have a husband or a wife that can pray, thank God. Thank God. Thank God that you have a companion that can pray. Stand with you in faith. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, their children. And then came Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah. And the Bible said that then came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, this man speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. I'm talking about getting a sure word from God. Listen to me. This church is here for 50 years because we've had a succession of sure words from God. Get a sure word from God, an unshakable word from God, and do not let go. Don't back off. Don't quit. Don't veer to the right or the left. Get an unshakable promise from God. He said, hearken, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. Seems like we've heard that before, isn't it? Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Hallelujah. Quit trying to carry that burden. Quit trying to fight the war by yourself. Quit trying to do in your own strength what you can only do through the strength of God. The battle is not yours, but it's God's. Tomorrow go down against them, and they come up by the cliff, and God told them exactly where they would be at this certain geographical location. And he said in verse 17, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Now we're talking about how to let God fight your battle. Now I know we're to fight the good fight of faith. But I mean, you do your part and rest assured God will do his part. Amen. You'll not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. I mean, set yourselves. Not one day you're one way and the next day you're another way. Not one hour you're one way and the next hour you're another way. Set yourselves. Get yourself settled down in the Word of God. Settle what God's Word has said. Settle down. Set yourselves. Get yourself by the nape of the neck and say, self, we will believe God. We believe the Word. We believe the promise of God. Stand still. Quit being all over the place. You know, I'll just give a word at random. There's some folks around here that need to stand still. Set yourself and stand still. Just quit jitterbugging every time something comes by. I mean, there's charismatics that would go see the Dalai Lama if he came to town today. There's a difference in Jesus Christ and the Dalai Lama. Or my mama, your mama, whatever it is. Set yourselves. Stand still. We used to sing, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. The only problem, some folks sang that at offering time. Stand still. Stand still. Well, why? Why? Don't be like your children. Why? Why? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Boy, there is nothing outside of being born again. There's nothing any more thrilling than to put your trust in God. Hallelujah. It may come quickly. It may come after a little while. But, oh, thank God, all of a sudden you realize God has fought my battle. God has met my need. What I thought would be the end of me was only the beginning. My, my. Oh, Jerusalem and Judea, fear not, nor be dismayed. I thought he just got through saying that a while ago. Yeah, because we need it again. Tomorrow, go out against them. Well, I thought, God, you said we're not going to fight. No, wait a minute, let me... Wait till I get through talking to you now. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord. How long has it been since you fell before the Lord and worshiped him? Oh, fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohites and the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. We heard some loud voices a while ago. People were excited about the Lord. Brother, they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. See, they got a word. They prayed, they got a word, but they did something about the word they got. Some folks run all over the country trying to get another word. Get another word. What have you done about the last word you got? Amen. They rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. See, there were two words from God there. We need to listen carefully when God speaks. Believe his prophets. You know, I haven't said it in a while, so I just need to say it to remind you how things work around. My gift doesn't work for you unless you receive it. I can't force my gift on you, and I don't want to. Amen. The gifts of God only work as you receive them. Amen. I mean, there's people that make foolish decisions, run off into the sunset, and then they want you to come back and fix it all in 1 hour. Doesn't work that way. Amen. Receive the gifts that God places in your life. The Spirit of God's just like a lightning. It's just like lightning in this room today. God's speaking to people. Don't rush off in a mad hurry to do your thing. Just be set. Be steady. Set yourselves. Get a sure word from God. Believe his prophets, and so shall your prophets. Now, I'm going to say another one here too. That doesn't mean believe every prophet you hear on TBN or Daystar. All of that doesn't apply to you. I didn't say none of it applies. I said all of that does not apply to you. I mean, there's all kind of stuff, you know, you ought to do this and you ought to do that. I've got to hear from God to do what I got to do for the house that I pastor. And what works in Cincinnati may not be what God's saying in Fort Worth. You got to know where you got to know your source of what you're hearing and what's going on. You can't just flap like a sheet in the wind. Believe his prophets and so shall you prosper. Well, all right. Praise God. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed. You know, if I ever take the time to try to tell you something, you better listen. I've had some real shocks the last two or three years of I thought I was pastor, but no, that's the problem. It's a problem. And don't listen to a word you say and then want to sash you back. I tell you, we're going to have to get back to some old-fashioned respect for the Word of God, for true men and women of true. I said true men and women of God who love you for the right reasons, who love you for the right reasons, not for monetary reasons, not for selfish reasons, but who love you and they're trying to speak into your life. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. You need to write that around your house and put it on the dash. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Say it with me. Praise the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, 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 for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they began to sing and to praise, and when they began to sing and to praise, when they began to sing and to praise, they weren't singing a She Done Me Wrong song. They weren't singing about my dog died, my pickup was stolen, life's gone sour. No, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, hallelujah. When they began to sing and praise the Lord, hallelujah. When they began to sing and praise the Lord, just praise the Lord is a song that has blessed so many. Believe. So here we're talking about prayer. We're talking about getting a sure word from God, a now prophetic word from God. Believe. Believe his prophets. Believe in the Lord and be established. We're talking about just praising the Lord. And we're talking about financial breakthrough. I mean, when this chapter starts out, it's over, it's over, baby, it's over. There is no hope. There's no way to get there from here. Do you understand? But when you call upon God, who was it who said the options are limited before you pray? But after you pray, your options are unlimited. After you pray, your options are unlimited. We began to pray and say, Lord, show us what you'd have us to do. And I just really appreciate what was said here. There's no greater manifestation of the anointing in church services than in a church that is winning souls. Hallelujah. How can you with a straight face not believe in winning people to Jesus? Hallelujah. The favor of God's on this house. Praise be unto God. And the Bible tells us, when it was all said and done, they were smitten. They go out in obedience to the Lord. Verse 22, when they begin to sing and praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. In Texas, God fought their battle for them. God took care of the enemy. God did what they could not do. God made them more than enough. God gave them favor. Oh, thank God. God gave them victory. That's why the song says, victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Not victory in me, but victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Oh, it's so beautiful when God fights your battles. The Bible said in verse 24, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. I mean, God wiped out an entire, all the armies that had come against them. You say, is God able to do that? Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's got one angel that can take out 185,000 in one night. You got one angel like that and got a few more to match it. I mean, you get yourself ready for some good victories. Amen. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they had stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. I'm telling you, so much is coming. So much is coming. The battle of not enough is over if you'll receive it. The battle of so much is coming. I said the battle of so much is coming. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be unto God. The Bible goes on to, there's a lot of things that it says in this chapter, but so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, and his God gave him rest round about. You know, been a lot of battles going on in a lot of your lives, but I tell you, that thing of not enough, thank God, I believe it's in your rearview mirror. Get ready for so much. So much. Hallelujah. So much. So much. Could I hear you say so much? Say so much is more than enough. Hallelujah. So much is more than enough. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Well, do you want to fight your battle and lose? Or do you want to position yourself so that God fight your battle and God brings it to pass? Hallelujah. Spoil, riches. Not enough is gone. So much. I believe we're entering a season of so much. So much. So much. So much. So much. You say, what do preachers talk about? Why do you talk about that? You want enough to pay your bills. You want enough to take care of your house, your car, your family. You believe in so much for yourself. We need to believe in so much for the house of God. Amen. So much for the house of God means more souls will be saved. We'll reap the harvest. It means we'll reach our metroplex, our part of the metroplex. We're not the only church and I'm not the only pastor. But praise God, God put us here for a purpose. God's kept us together for a purpose. God's kept Gideon's 300 together for a purpose. When 32,000 went over the hill, God said, I can take 300 and win the battle. Because little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Well, I'm just doing a little commenting this morning. Impossibilities are made possible through the power of God. Get a sure word from God. Many of you already have a sure word from God. You just need to go back and pick it up. Get a hold of those prophetic words that were spoken. Believe his prophets. Believe the word of God. Begin to praise the Lord. I said, begin to praise the Lord. The other night, it happens quite often because we have so much going on around here. I mean, you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, I mean, it just seems like everything in the world is just, you know. And I just got up, went into another part of the house, and I just began to praise the Lord. Turned on the light and just began to go through the Word of God. And I said, God, it's your Word, it's your Word. You see, God's Word is enough. God's Word is enough. Man's word comes short, but God's word is enough. God's word was enough to save you. God's word was enough to keep you until this moment. God's word was enough to heal you. God's word was enough to meet your needs. So it's time to get excited about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to get excited about the Word of God. Praise God. Praise be unto God. Praise God. Lori, where are you? Where's Lori? Come here, Lori. Get your little group up here. We're going. Oh, praise God. Come on. Break every chain.
All right.
We're going to break every chain. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to break every chain. Praise God. We're going to break every chain. Praise be unto God. Going to break every chain, 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 break every chain. Some of you may want to sow. I didn't, not receiving an offering per such, but I guess maybe would. If you'd like to sow some seed toward breakthrough, just do it. Just do it. Amen. Praise God. Everybody got. We're going to break through. We're going to break through. We're going to break through. Not enough. It's behind us.